We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wow, we got a lot of feedback on the fan text line, 503-250-1080. We are talking about watching the Blazer games. How many games could you go to in person if you cut the cord and just got rid of your cable at $6 a pop? Because you can get in the Blazer game for $6.
Sheesh.
You said it's hard to find the Blazer games. It is really hard. Because I was out for Thanksgiving. I was out in Sun River.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find the Blazer game. Like, Root was a station that was on there.
Yep.
Nowhere to be found.
Well, because sometimes it's on, like, their alternate channel, which you have to search for. Like, if the Kraken compete.
Yes.
Then it goes to their alternate. But you can't. Because I don't know what we have at the station, but at the station, if it's on this alternate channel, you can't even search for the alternate channel. You have to just like know where it is.
That is where the problem lies.
Yeah.
Is that it just pops up and you're like, I'm not sure on any given night. And then you have to search for it. And then anytime you're having to search for it, you've already lost the battle.
Yes.
That is because
casual fans gone.
I'm gone.
Even like, Arden fan. Sorry.
Like, it is hard for me to, like, I just sit there and I'm like, oh, well, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Can't find it. And it's super tough to do it. And then I end up knowing it. It's like 12-something.
Yeah,
now
I think so.
On Comcast. But the auxiliary channel. But it's this for a lot of people to try and find the games. And it's not getting any easier because it's confusing on which game is going to be which in Root doesn't do a good job, or the Blazers don't do a great job of, you know, pushing it out there and making sure people know which one it's going to be on.
Right. Because that feels like it should be a priority number one. If people aren't, especially the away games, right? Like, especially the away games, you should want to be able to figure out where to find it pretty easily.
If you have Comcast, it's on the normal Root tonight, 7:34.
There you go.
We had this text because we were talking about the $6 tickets to get in.
Mm.
I don't know if this person actually did it, but 175 just bought courtside.
Hey, there you
go. See, now these are the experiences that you can go in and get now.
That is going to be fun.
Get your butt in the door. Get your courtside seats. How cheap would they have to be to get Will Darkins in there with your detest for the Blazers organization that I hear from you right now? Like, when you talk Blazers, bud, it is very
angsty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
It's angsty.
Well, yeah, this is almost worse than the jail Blazers, I think. At least the Jailblazers were kind of interesting in a way. At least there was gossip around the idea of, like, these guys are getting arrested. At least there was intrigue. Dude, this team's boring. Seriously, I've watched these games. I've watched the home games when they've won.
How dare they be model citizens.
Well, but really, though, I mean, do you watch these games and actually get a sense of excitement out of them, like the home games and the away games? Or do you just think to yourself, like, okay, it's home, they're going to win. It's away, they're somehow going to be able to lose to the Kings.
Hmm.
Like, how does that happen? I'm just saying. Yeah.
Like, 2 days after the fan puked on the court.
There is this level of expectation at this point where people are starting to think,
can you imagine puking
when
on the
is
court?
Damian Lillard going to ask to leave or get traded? Like,
well,
that's already in the mind of everybody. That's in the minds of all the fans at this point.
Well, I think it's more at the front of somebody with such a negative view as yourself, though, because it's not at the forefront of my mind. Like, I don't watch a Blazer and be like, when's Dame going to leave?
Really? When they lose to the Suns? Or they lose to the Jazz on the road and it's embarrassing?
No.
I don't think when is he going to leave, because he's reiterated so many times over and over again. But I think that he's going to stay, and he's doubled down on being not going to walk out on Chauncey and all this stuff. But I think when I watch this team night in and night out lose to, especially on the road, as they continue to do, then it's a question of at what point, like, I don't know what's going on with the investigation into Neil Olshey, right? Maybe he can't, maybe because of that investigation, he can't make any moves right now. I don't know. But at this point, if you look at this team and you say roster construction and I'm not just talking about skill set, I'm talking mindset, is not an issue, then you are wrong. You had very little evidence to back that up to begin with, and you are out at this point. And so that's what it comes to for me, is every single time you watch this team go up against a more talented roster or a less talented roster who wants it more or who can adjust better or whatever it is, you like that argument continues to lose any validity. And that's the question that I ask, is like, how long are you going to make Damian Lillard go through this? How long are you going to continue to set up your brand new head coach to fail because you're not giving him the tools to succeed?
The tools.
Yeah, I think the reason why it's not at the front of my mind is because I go to, I'm just not going to be surprised at anything that happens moving forward, you know?
Yep.
And I just see so many flaws with what we're watching on the floor. All right. Well, y'all got it. People fired up about the Blazers now. Crazy.
Do you guys think Chaunce is actually doing a good job?
I think I see signs of it. I mean, I think he's a first-year head coach who knows a lot about the game and who had an introduction to a city and a team in a way that did him no favors.
Yeah.
Well, and a roster that is doing him no favors either.
Like, I think he has had several I don't even know that it's fair to evaluate that right now because it feels like he entered with the deck stacked against him.
Yeah, you ask him to... You hired a coach because of his style, and you want a certain style, and you're giving him, like, you tell the chef you want Italian food, and you give him,
macaroni and cheese.
Well, that is Italian, I guess. But you give him, like, a bunch of food to make, like, orange chicken. You give him the ingredients to make orange chicken and rice, you know? Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
If you want spaghetti and meatballs, you don't give them chicken and rice to make the meal, right?
Hey, look, they gave him Cody Zeller, okay?
Yeah, they're giving Chauncey Billups, like, these ingredients to make. They're like, hey, this is what we want for dinner. Not going to do it.
Right.
You're not giving him anything he needs.
Are you trying to tell me Ben McLemore wasn't a good addition?
Uh-huh. Hey, he's a lottery pick, remember? These guys are lottery picks.
Yeah, we did it with Thomas Robinson, and that worked out kind of, I guess.
Guys.
I just think it's a lot, and
lottery
picks.
So yes, I think he's doing an okay job.
I think that he's not the. I think it's almost like a peeling back the layers of an onion. You know, like you have to at least peel one to find out if that was the problem. If it wasn't, you can go to the next layer.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're not even touching the onion. We're just letting it sit there.
Which layer is roster construction?
It's a pretty big.
Is it really, really deep? Like.
No.
Is that little green part of the onion? Mm-mm.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.